Unit 13. Intent for Cooperation and Investment. 2. Study. Vocabulary.
Preferential.
Ratio.
In trust.
Export orientated.
Simplify.
Real estate.
Capital intensive.
Technology intensive.
Section A. Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 short dialogues only once. Listen to the dialogues carefully and choose the correct answer to each of the following questions. 1. Are the procedures for setting up a joint venture rather complicated?
Formerly they were, but things have changed a lot in recent years.
Question: What does the man mean? 2. You have to entrust a local company with independent foreign trade right to make an application.
That company, I suppose, should be in the same line of business as ours.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? 3. What's the city's communications like?
The port is also an important air terminal.
Question: What can we know about the city's transportation? 4. What projects might be needed most in China?
If it's an export-oriented project, you'd enjoy great preferential treatment.
Question: What does the man advise? 5. What are your preferential policies for foreign investors?
There are a number of them. For instance, reduction of or exemption from tax for a certain period of time.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. Listen to a short conversation and then choose the correct answer to each question.
We are planning to make investment here. What projects are most likely to be needed?
If you could introduce capital-intensive or technology-intensive projects, you'd enjoy great preferential treatment.
Such as?
Such as reduction of income tax or even tax exemption for a certain period of time.
I also heard that you've softened some terms in certain areas. What are they?
You're well informed. Well, one of them is that technology-intensive products are allowed to be sold in domestic markets at a larger ratio.
That's really something encouraging.
Another one is that foreign investors can invest in hospital and school projects.
Your government is really wise, because this will help you to catch up with international standards.
Still another is that foreigners are now allowed to invest in real estate. Can't be better. I'm sure you will attract more investment to China.
Question 1. What are the projects most needed in China?
Question 2. How can the technology-intensive products be sold in domestic markets?
Question 3. Which of the following is not mentioned in the conversation?
Section C. Directions. In this part, you will hear a dialogue. The dialogue will be read twice. After you've heard the dialogue, complete the following chart.
We're very interested in acting as your agent in this city.
Are you capable of it?
We have for some years been an agent for several lines of Chinese products. I'm sure we're capable of handling your export trade with our country.
What is the minimum annual sales you can guarantee?
We can sell at least 50,000 pieces.
That is great. Well, to be on the safe side, we'll appoint you as our sole agent for a period of 2 years.
That is good. Then what about the commission?
We will allow you an 8% commission.
Very good. We accept that.